no use. It was a force bigger than me, and I was powerless to stop it. Roger Klotz was in love with my sister, Judy.
That's me.
Stop Petra, the killer bee doctor.
Our only chance is to lure him into this giant food processor.
Here he comes.
Oh, man.
And now, back to Shakespeare on Ice, starring Derek Derrickson.
Judy, what are you doing? Change it back.
Oh, yes. Why would I want to watch Derek Derrickson, the world's greatest Shakespearean figure skater, when I could watch some bad actors get terrorized by a giant beet?
I knew you'd understand.
Touch that TV in your dick.
To be or not to be? That is the question.
Oh, Derek.
Come on, man. We can watch the rest of the movie at my house.
Man, I wish Judy wasn't so...
Hey!
It's Roger.
What's he want?
Maybe he wants to cream you.
Cream me? Why?
He's Roger. He doesn't need a reason.
Oh, great. Roger, nice to see you.
Hey, funny. How you doing, old buddy, old pal?
Well, fine. What can I do for you, Roger?
Well, can't a guy come over and hang out with his buddies without a police investigation?
Buddies?
Yeah. So what you up to today, Doug? You got a problem?
Are you wearing cologne?
It's Jungle Madness. I wear it all the time, starting today.
Well, he's probably trying to steal your homework or something.
Roger? I'd never seen that look in Roger's eyes before. It was almost as if he was... Oh, no. It's worse than we thought.
He stole the silverware.
No, Roger's got a crush on Judy.
What?
Well, you should have seen the way he was looking at her, Skeeter.
Yeah, boy, can you imagine what it'd be like if Roger started hanging around here?
Yeah.
How's Tintin, my sugar lumpkin?
Fantastic, sugar-yuggy-yuggy.
Could somebody please pass the banana pudding?
Well, sure, funny.
Skeeter, what am I gonna do?
Wait a minute. Roger sure doesn't seem like the Judy type to me.
Yeah, she goes for... That's it, Skeeter. You're brilliant. Come on.
What?
Who's the clown on skates?
Oh, it's just Derek Derrickson, Judy's idol. Judy's totally gaga over this guy.
Yeah?
Shh. Oh, Derek, you fabulous artistic genius.
So, what you're saying, Doug, is that Judy only goes for high-class guys, right?
Yeah, that's right, Skeeter. You know, guys that can quote Shakespeare while skating, that kind of stuff.
Well, gotta go. See ya, funny.
All right.
Shh. Did you see the look on Roger's face? I actually felt sorry for the guy.
Yeah. I'll miss Roger smelling like Jungle Madness, though.
Doug? What's the matter?
Roger? Is that you?
What do you think, Einstein? Whoa! Catch me! Catch me! Whoa! 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 Hey, quit staring, would you? Sometimes you, bourgeois plebes are so... pedestrian.
Huh? What language is he speaking?
He's blown a serious gasket, man.
She'd never go for him, though, do you think? She's way too smart for that, isn't she?
I don't know, Doug. Your sister likes the weirdest stuff.
You've got a point.
Yo, Doug! You have to come here quick!
What light from yonder window breaks. It is the sun, and Judy is the east. Arise, fair east, and moon the envious sun, who is already sick and peeling grapes, that thou...
Your sister's ruined him.
Yeah, now we're lacking an adequate role model.
I'm having an identity crisis.
But hey, put a sock in it. It is my lady. Oh, it is my love.
Roger, come back.
It's just a phase, right?
Yeah, snap out of it, man.
Yo, methinks thou protest too much. Away with you.
But Roger...
Amscray. Not you, Funny. I want to talk to you. Did your sister say anything about me last night after I left?
No, but she never says anything to me except, I'm going to kill you.
Well, I'm going to get her to notice me, Funny, if it's the last thing I do.
Hey, listen, Roger. You don't know Judy the way I do. She's not like other girls. She's different.
Yeah, isn't it great? Did you know that Judy and me have the same initials as Romeo and Juliet?
Now I was sure of it. Roger had gone insane. Then, this evening...
It is the sun! And Judy is the east! Psst! Roger! It is my lady. Oh, it is my love. Oh, that she knew she were. Won't you come to the window, my love?
Nice try, Romeo. But you're about 30 years too late.
Our house is over there, Roger. But Judy's not home. She's at rehearsal right now.
Oh, great. Do you know how far I had to carry this thing? I thought my arms were gonna break. Here, Doug. Do you think you could just... give her this note?
Sure, Roger. I'll give it to her. A note from Roger. Should I give it to her or not? To deliver or not to deliver? That is the question. I actually felt a little sorry for him. Roger could barely spell his own name. How could he ever manage to write a love note?
For me? Who's it from?
Oh, some guy.
It's a poem.
Well, don't be too hard on him, okay?
Who is Judy? What is she that all our swains commend her? Holy, fair, and wise, and great. Meet me at the Honker Burger at 8. Roger.
Oh. Wait, give me that. Roger wrote this?
Actually, he stole it from a play called The Merchant of Venice. All except the part about the Honker Burger. But what taste! What's he like, Dougie? Is he tall? Is he dark? Is he...
dramatic?
He's Roger. You know, Roger Klotz. He was here last night.
Oh, I can't keep all your little friends straight. Is he the blue one?
No, that's Skeeter. This is Roger.
Roger. What a name.
What are you gonna do, Dougie?
I've played this scene a million times. It's in all the best plays. I know exactly how to handle it. Oh, I have a boyfriend, a boyfriend, a boyfriend.
What have I done? I never should have given Judy that letter. We have to stop her, pork chop. But when I got to the Honker Burger, I was too late.
We can't go on like this.
Huh?
Oh, I know, you think it's wonderful, but I can see it all now. The two of us living in a freezing little shack because you spent all our money on the horses. Consumption.
Yeah, listen, Judy.
Not a word.
But I...
You find someone else. I am heartbroken.
You cad! Homewrecker!
But you come crawling back, and I take you. And just as the postman arrives with a letter telling us of my inheritance, we die of the cold in each other's arms. And so, mon ami, for your sake, I bid you farewell. Think well on me when you will. Adieu, adieu.
See, Doug, I told you I knew how to handle it.
Roger looked like he was pretty destroyed by the whole thing. Hey, look, Roger, I know how you must feel now, but in a few years, when you look back on all this...
What a loon! You never told me your sister was such a weirdo!
Well, actually, I did try to...
She's even goofier than you are, Funny!
So everything worked out okay. I would only have to put up with one insane person at my house after all. There was only one problem.
What? Oh! Yes, pity thee now!
Help out, Knave!
What are you goons doing? What's with the funny pants? Boy, you're lucky I'm around to keep you losers in line.
Yeah, but you called us bourgeois plebes.
And pedestrian.